health products available.
Welcome to America Tonight. Thank goodness we have electricity. I know some of the people in our listening audience like to find folks at WICC, one of my favorites in Connecticut. It's been rough in that state. It's like the ground zero for loss of electricity for various reasons, the way their grid, if you want to call it a grid, is set up. Governor Malloy, that's not lost on him, of course, because this is the remnants of the storm that happened over the weekends. How long does this continue to linger in Connecticut and northern New Jersey and Maine and New Hampshire? I talked to a buddy in New Hampshire today who said that he is in the garage with a wood-burning stove. And when he wants to get calls, he said, I can only talk to you for a few minutes because I've got to plug it in and try to drive around in the neighborhood to, of course, get his phone recharged. And it really is no laughing matter. For him, everything that he does is centered around computers. So he's got a studio and the computers are shut down and he's trapped for at least a couple more days, maybe through the week. So it's been pretty tough for the folks in the Northeast that were hit by this because it was kind of like a cherry pick thing. In D.C., they didn't see anything. In northern New Jersey, they got slammed. Southern New Jersey got a little bit, but not too much. And especially, as I said, Connecticut was brutal. Here's Malloy.
Carbon monoxide poisoning is our greatest concern beyond the restoration, obviously, but death and illness is something we're very concerned about.
Yeah, and of course, the reason there's that concern is because, just like my friend, people are trying to stay warm. Hotels are pretty booked up. And you think, well, why can't I'm jumping in the car. You're just not thinking. A lot of people aren't putting that two and two together. And there's the concern that they won't and get in the garage and do whatever. And they're in the car. And lo and behold, disaster happens, catastrophic disaster. So the faster that the juice is going in that state, the better. And everywhere else where they've been shut out because of this storm, this freak storm that happens on Halloween weekend, heading into the day itself. Crazy. Of four times in Central Park in the 135 years that they have taken the snowfall readings, it's only happened four times. This was the fourth. In the meantime, Herman Cain says it didn't happen at all. There was no one time, two times, or any other times. And Cain is talking about sexual harassment charges. A big story broke over the weekend in Politico saying that while he was running a restaurant lobbyist group, there were two women that left because they were harassed and had to be paid off. He says that's not what happened at all. And as he's been talking about it more, he's starting to recall more details, is what he's now said in his recent interviews. So a lawyer came forward, in fact, a lawyer for one of the two women who are accusing, or who did in the past accuse Cain of harassing them. The lawyer came forward and said, listen, my client wants to be allowed to talk, but can't because of the agreement that she signed. This happened in the 90s. And the lawyer said he had asked the former employer to waive an agreement and allow her to, you know, openly say what happened, talk about the allegations. So he specializes, this particular lawyer specializes in employment cases. You know, we just had an employment lawyer on talking about how big these cases still are. But what happens when somebody now becomes a presidential candidate? And in this case, we're going all the way back to the 90s and the National Restaurant Association, and she wants to speak. She wants that group to waive the confidentiality clause so she can respond to some of the specific things that Herman Cain has said including that the complaints were totally baseless and totally false. I listened to two interviews today, and he did say that. And he said the reason that it's a witch hunt, and he believes it's maybe one of the other candidates but doesn't know, and that he thinks more things will come forward, so they're prepared for that. And he said, too, that as he's done these interviews, he's not trying to hide anything. He's just talking about what he knows. He's starting to recall more things as he's gone along, and he wished he could have replaced his very last interview on Monday to the first interview that he gave because of some of the things that he remembered. Now, someone from the Restaurant Association said that they weren't even contacted by this lawyer. So they weren't even contacted by the lawyer at this point. And I have a feeling this one's not going to go away. The lawyer is saying, I know her very well. She wouldn't make a false complaint. And the severance pay, by the way, because people were trying to speculate on that for any of you who care, it's as if you were let go and however many weeks you had left was a year's salary in severance pay. That's what it was. It was $35,000. And what the basis of this is, she said an encounter with Kane made her uncomfortable working there. So I'm curious again. This is day two of this, day three, really, of will this stuff stick? Will this stick with Kane, or does he just continue? Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Greetings again. This is John Swenson at Midas Resources, your source for gold and silver. You know, I have the same crystal ball that you have when it comes to what's just around the corner. But we both know that there's nothing on the financial horizon that looks very good. The single measure of good news is that precious metals continue to outperform everything else out there. Right now is the time to take a hard look. Pricing is more attractive now than it's been in many months. Historically and traditionally, this is when prices rise the fastest. They haven't, and opportunity's knocking. Please give me a call, 800-686-2237, extension 128. I promise you an informative, no pressure, no nonsense conversation. We might even have some grins. This is John Swenson at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 128. Just make that call. Thanks.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no Social Security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
I love you, baby. I love you now. I love you, baby. I love you now. Look at us, we're beautiful. All the people push and pull, but let's just go out and ride. Talk about the things we tried.
So Herman Cain is not going to back down. There's no doubt about it. As I was saying, he says he's not a conventional candidate. Of course he's not a conventional candidate. And maybe there is something to that. Who knows? But what's very strange is someone's upset. They don't like the fact that they keep hearing him on interviews saying there was no basis, no merit to this, all that. And they want to speak. So, well, let's hear it. Let's hear what she has to say, because now this is all anyone's talking about. Is this take? Does this have any merit? Do you care? How do we move forward from this, or, you know, whatever? And it's interesting because the accusations have surfaced just as he has risen in the national polls in the Republican nomination fight 2 months before the Iowa caucuses. And he said that he believes there are some people who want to defeat him because he's that guy. He's a threat. He's not an establishment guy. And that he could be such a driving factor in this. In the original report, because let me clear this up if you haven't heard this. If you've just tuned into America Tonight, you know about the Herman Cain being accused of sexually harassing a couple of women. It broke over the weekend, Sunday night, in Politico. They say at least two women complained about Cain, and they agreed to settlements that included stipulations that they not repeat their allegations in public. So now it's led to lots of questions about this. I mean, Cain is being sought after as somebody to interview anyway because of where he's sitting in the polls. But what's interesting, the campaign took in $400,000 in one day, according to his chief of staff, the biggest day that they've had. So people feel like they want to back this guy or they wouldn't dump money into it. And what's interesting is that in Iowa, they're saying Iowans are fair-minded kind of people just because somebody makes an accusation. And I said this the other day, you have to be careful because I've seen firsthand when it's been the opposite, when somebody's accused of it and they didn't do it at all, and then they lost their job. So it was the opposite thing that happened. And I'm sure there are plenty of people that have horrific stories about harassment, too. See, that's the thing. So there's, what, half-truths, allegations, innuendo, or maybe it's true. And if it's true, what was the thing that was the harassment? What, you know, I think that's the deal. I think people would look for if there was a crazy pattern with this. But is it somebody that had an axe to grind, or is it somebody that had what they thought was a legitimate complaint? So they said, eh, you know, okay, so here's your money, you're leaving, and whatever. We don't know. You know, we can speculate about this for 4 hours on America Tonight. And even with the people that I talked to two different people in Washington, and they both had two different takes on it. One person who told me was pretty high up, actually, in a couple of the Democratic organizations, said that what they believe is going to happen, what they've seen happen before, it's like a balloon, and he'll continue to roll and continue to get, you know, high approval ratings and show up in the polls and do well in the caucuses and the primaries. And then suddenly, somewhere along the way, the balloon will pop and that's it. And then it'll be Mitt Romney. And then somebody else that I know who has a pretty big, extensive resume anyway when it comes to campaigning and whatnot feels as though this will be, if anything, a catalyst for not just all the fundraising we saw in one day, but to help push him over the top, because other people are going to look at this and say, oh, this is a bunch of bogus nonsense. They're just trying to, they're trying to bury him with this. And, you know, flip a coin, which way it goes, you know, do we know? Do we know which way it goes? Because people are just getting to know Kane. He definitely pitches himself as a business guy. Definitely. That's his deal. That it's not, you know, he didn't even have very much staff in some of these early voting states because this is a whole new game for him. He's a candidate who's not like a political candidate. I mean, that's the truth. That's not his deal. So now we've got this big story, and Kane was asked with, you know, hey, you haven't played the political game. He's been asked this a couple times. So what do you do? What do you do? You don't know how to do the Potomac two-step. What do you do if you get there? And he said, I'll just surround myself with the right people, professional people, if I'm elected president. That's what you do. You surround yourself with the right people, the people that are experts in certain areas. And sure, that's what people that are political do. We'll see if this woman is allowed. And I can't imagine, though. Can you imagine that the restaurant group is going to say, okay, well, let's forget that waiver. We're going to say, go ahead and do interviews. I don't think so. I don't see that happening. Do you think that's what they'll do? They'll say, go ahead, because we want to make sure. I mean, he feels comfortable with it. So no, but that's not going to happen. She signed an agreement. They're going to say, well, that's the thing. She signed the agreement and that's it. So, you know, that's where it stops. And you got to think, we're talking about 12 years ago. And one of the things Kane said is, you have to believe me that after 12 hours over the day, all these events, all these interviews, I was able to gradually think of more things, more details about what happened. Yeah, you know, this wasn't all on the top of my, he didn't even say radar, but he said he didn't, when it happened at the restaurant group, he told his wife, because somebody asked him that, he told his wife what happened, that somebody left and that there was accusations, and they did an investigation, three different investigations, and found nothing. So it's back to the same thing. Herm Cain, that's what everybody's talking about. And money is coming in as a result. So you got to believe that people are certainly backing him. Certainly they're backing him. Let's move to something else coming out of Washington that is infuriating. Okay, you know, in God we trust. Look at your bills. In God we trust. The saying. Why is that such a big deal that has to be removed? Why is that even something that Congress has to debate? I don't understand that. But I say this every time things like this come up. It's like somebody saying, I mean, just to me, it's like somebody saying a prayer at a football game. Really? If you don't want to participate, why do you have to participate? Of course, the answer is you don't. Why do we have to be so ridiculous and remove the word God from everything, from our lives? Why is this always challenged in the court system, whether it's the Pledge of Allegiance, or now we're talking about In God We Trust? Ooh, should we remove In God We Trust because that might be offensive to some atheists or other people who don't have been in and out of believing in whatever sort of God? I mean, come on. Are you kidding me with this? I really, it's ridiculous. So it's going to stay for now. And it is a gigantic waste, a waste of air. It is. Why anybody with the things that we have going on in our country would have to grapple with this? But that's what happened. You have Congressman Gerald Nadler, a Democrat from New York, and also Congressman Greg Harper, a Republican from Mississippi, talking about this whole scuttlebutt over In God We Trust.
I see no reason for passing this resolution to reaffirm what is already the case, what we've affirmed before. So it's a waste of time.
In God We Trust. For over five decades, America has celebrated this phrase as our national motto.
Yeah. So now suddenly we're going to rip that away. Makes no sense, right? What would you put there? Think of something. Is there a replacement that you would put that would work? It's like we have to evaporate all of our history for fear of offending people. Ugh. So that was on some of your minds, because I've brought this up before when it first was the case and was going through as a resolution. That's part of what we're going to go to in the mailbag. That's coming up next here on America Tonight. Remember, you can always send me your thoughts, americatonight.net. And plus, a lot of you have definitely sounded off about Herman Cain, like Christine, who said, outrageous, Cain, I don't understand, truth or consequences. I liked that. And she's right, truth or consequences. So let's play the game and let's see how it all unfolds. And many of you also wanted to talk about that and a few other things like the wicked snowstorm, too, since so many of you were right there in the belly of the beast and you're dealing with the lack of electricity or not going to school for a day or two. And that's also been rough because here we go with the snow days. How many days will your kids are going to be going to school in August? They'll get 2 weeks off and then they're back in school again at the rate that we're going. Wow. All right, so the mailbag next here on ATN.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325, or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
America Tonight. Hopefully most of you have electricity, because Boom Boom Out Go the Lights is a great line from a song, but living it, no fun. Oh, I have been there, but only for a short stretch of time, not for days on end. And that's part of what, as I mentioned before, many of you wanted to talk about when you sent in your thoughts. So here we go. We're heading to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. Chris in Connecticut says, I don't know if it's that Chris. Chris in Connecticut says, oh my, you have no idea, Kate, what it is like in this state. To say that people are losing it is an understatement. People are watching their temper as best as they can, but when you have to wait forever in lines of 40 and 50 cars to fill up your car at a gas station, it gets on your nerves. Let's just be honest about it. There's all kinds of shelters where people are hanging out on cots. You would not believe how many houses are still out of power and how many schools, frankly, are still closed. Restaurants have become refuges for a lot of people, some camping out trying to get whatever work done that they can. And, of course, the hotels are booked. Good luck with that. Yeah, I mean, sure, you're in Connecticut, you know, and thanks for painting that picture, and that's what everybody says, that the bus stops are empty and a lot of the kids aren't going to school, because how can you have school when you don't have electricity? And also, even if you have electricity, some of the gymnasiums and whatever, they're setting those up, they have been, cots for families and stuff, and frankly, then getting the kids to school would be pretty tough too, because if you don't have electricity and getting ready and all that, I mean, it's just a nightmare. And I'm sure in Massachusetts, in Western Massachusetts, they say it's pretty bad, but it sounds like the worst as far as electricity really is right in that Connecticut, northern New Jersey area. And even that New Jersey Transit has forced a lot of people who normally drive to work to jump in their cars instead. So I'm certain there have been huge delays because so many people commute into that city. Now, they call it the bridges and tunnel crowd, that if you can't get in, I mean, you got to get in for your job. So that means you're driving. That's the only option you have. And that means that it's got to be a serious traffic jam in the morning. I can't imagine how frayed some people are now at this point. And especially when you're talking about the fact that it could be 10 days. Like I said, listen, how many of you have gone through a power outage? Raise your hand, because I have those infrared glasses. Yeah, lots of hands. But when you talk about 20 minutes or, you know, an hour or whatever, that's one thing. Or even a night and then it comes back. But when you're talking about that many days in a row, ooh, you're having to alter a lot of things. Think about it. You have a dog, you have a couple kids, you have jobs in the city. Yeah, it would create havoc. Here's another one on the weather. This one's from Bobby, who says, oh, this has been one unbelievable situation. Finally, my family got power back. I live just stone's throw over the bridge from Manhattan. It has been awful, Kate. You have no idea. Very scary when it first happened, too, because remember, a lot of power lines go down, and you don't know if you have those live wires. In fact, some of the people that have been killed that way. They've been electrocuted and trees falling down. A lot of problems with that, and luckily there wasn't a ton of snow, because that would have added, compounded, if you will, the problem that we're facing right now. Okay, let's go to another one here. I was talking about In God We Trust, the fact that they have to have a resolution and vote on keeping In God We Trust. And this one came in a day or two ago, and this is from Viking, who says, oh, Kate, In God We Trust, ridiculous. Why would we have to remove that phrase? Who is the idiot that proposed the bill in the first place so that it could be talked about, so that you could have to vote on the resolution? Why is it that things that seem so obvious to the rest of us just totally escape our politicians? There is a big disconnect. Well said. There is a big disconnect, and for things that should just stay as they are, sometimes, you know what? What if somebody stood up and said, sometimes things are just as they are. Let them be. There is history here. Let's leave it. Let's leave this the way it is right now. We don't have to change anything. Why are we changing this? Why are we voting on this? Why are we wasting time talking about it? I'm sorry. You know, we're going to offend somebody, obviously, with everything we do, so it seems, especially when it comes to anything religious. It's like that old joke. It's funny how now religion is a part of politics and voting on different things, but that you couldn't go to dinner parties and talk about religion and politics because you would get shut down and you would start arguments and it would be nasty and you just couldn't go there. That was for a private conversation. Now we're voting on stuff like that. Now we're wasting time when we can't, as a nation, get back to a budget, a manageable budget, so we're wasting time on things that shouldn't even be debated. Rick in Illinois, hello.
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 See, Halloween night in Virginia, the Republican Party had a picture of Obama like a zombie with a bullet hole in his forehead.
I did. Poor taste there. That boy, you don't want to suggest that. I mean, you can make him like a zombie if you wanted to, but the other thing, that was stupid.
I just want Palin's behind this.
No, you can't blame her campaign for that. She's not running for anything right now. She doesn't have her sights on anything.
Well, I just wonder if she ain't working behind the scenes.
That's a conspiracy rumor you could start, but I don't think so.
Well, you know, she causes the other woman to get shot, so I figured she might be trying to do something.
Oh, do you really think that Jared Lee Loughner nut, you really would pin that on Palin? Oh, Rick.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't go there with you.
Incite them to do something because they're crazy anyway.
Well, he said he didn't even pay attention to all that stuff, but, you know, see, that's the thing. I mean, we live in a world of freedom of speech, and, you know, that'd be like me being on the air suggesting something and someone goes off and does something crazy because I say I don't like something. I mean, oh, I hope. The problem is that you have people that could jump on something like that, but I don't think that wasn't what happened with Jared Lee Loughner. I think it was convenient to say that, but okay, we're going to disagree on that one.
We'll just blame her anyway.
Yeah, you're bad.
Yeah. But I see Herman Cain, he's about done for. He keeps changing his story now.
You heard what he's saying, though. He's saying, listen, I'm on the campaign trail. Okay, so I'll answer any questions you want. So he's not shying away from that. And, she got a salary. I don't know. I don't remember all the details. I'm starting to remember little things here and there. So you think he's toast? You think this will sink him?
Well, yeah, he keeps changing his story every day. First he denied the whole thing. Then he said, well, which one were you talking about? You know, so that means there's more than one. Then he kind of remembers a little bit of it. Then he don't know whether it's a settlement or agreement or whatever. So then he's starting to remember more now. Just something new. And then the woman, one of them wants to get the okay to tell her side of the story. So, but they got to sign a piece of paper and let her talk.
Well, yeah, because she signed a piece of paper to get her salary, for when she left, that she wasn't, and that was it. Is that okay? That's the end of this deal, and, you know, there's no more discussions.
Yeah, but she's wanting, her lawyers now want to sign a release form.
Yeah, so we've talked about that, yeah.
I think he's going to be done for. You don't see the Republicans there rushing to his side or supporting him or standing beside him. So they're all getting away from him.
Yeah, there are people that are backing up, though. No Republicans, but there haven't been a lot of Republicans that are jumping on for the endorsement yet. Like, you know, Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity and Donald Trump and other people are saying. And he did say, he's like, listen, ask anyone that I worked with. If you want, fine, go ahead, do ask anybody, talk to anybody, and they'll let them tell you what they want to tell you about how I ran the business and all that other sort of stuff. I don't know. Let's hear what she has to say. I mean, I hope they let her speak, actually. Let's hear it.
Yeah, I was just wondering if they're going to let her talk or not.
If they don't
let her talk, there's something to hide.
You think so? What if I'm involved? What if you're involved in a company? And you know how companies, the corporations, they make you sign all kinds of stuff. So if you're in the middle of a sexual harassment thing, I think I told this story the other night where somebody falsely that happened where I was in, every woman was questioned and I was questioned and said, are you kidding me? I mean, I stuck up for the guys like, what are you talking about? And they did make everybody sign a statement about, are you agreeing to what you said or whatever? But I don't know. We'll see. I don't think that's going to happen though.
I understand this agreement that she can't talk at all about it, so.
No, because she signed the agreement to take her salary. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So why would you pay somebody money if something didn't happen?
Because you're a corporation and you're afraid of being sued. So a lot of times that's what does happen. Listen, I'm not defending it. I don't know. For all I know, thanks, Rick. For all I know, there is something to it or there isn't anything to it. I just know that I've seen the other side as well, and it destroyed a couple of lives of people that I knew, and it was so stunning because it really, there wasn't much to it. But it was too late. They were afraid of lawsuits. They were afraid of problems, thought there was something more there. So it's interesting. There may be more that comes out. I don't know.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
We want to know. How do you use WebEx?
When I travel, I use WebEx for face-to-face meetings with clients online. We share documents and presentations, and they know, even though I'm not in the office, I'm always available to them. WebEx is awesome.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family. Peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta Alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree. Free shipping and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
In the middle of all the insanity, you know my motto, power to the people. We've seen it. Hey, look at the Tea Party affecting the midterm elections and future elections. It started off as just a little grassroots kind of deal. We're upset. Let's have some meetings. And we go to these rallies. And it really spread like a wildfire. And it turned into something. It turned into something. This also turned into something. Bank of America decided they were going to jack with our world and charge us $5, right? Every time you use your debit card, not every time, but once a month. So then multiply that, and they're taking more money out of your wallet. Lo and behold, and this is our daily salute. I'm serious. This is the daily salute. Bank of America backs down. Why? Because people were taking their cash and going elsewhere. They were going to credit unions, local banks, whatever, because they're tired of it. They're tired of getting hijacked, getting screwed over, having to accept whatever is thrown their way. Like, oh, we're Bank of America. If you bank with us, well, with the swipe fees changed and we have to pay more, we don't like it. So we're going to charge you. We're going to pass it on to all of you. Listen, this is a capitalistic society. I embrace capitalism and people's right to earn money. But the right to be screwed by these banks. This is ridiculous. So go to the smaller bank. Support, if it's solvent, support the local people. Go to the credit unions. Get a better deal for yourself. Because Bank of America, do they really have your best interest at heart? Here's Norma Garcia talking about, yep, power to the people, heard the message, and then trotting out a bank official to talk about the feedback they received, and apparently they heard. Take a listen.
They have clearly heard the message loud and clear from consumers that consumers do not want to have this kind of fee attached to their bank account.
Their feedback wasn't lost on us. Their voices are really important to us, and we sort of combined that with a changing a competitive landscape and decided to not proceed with the fee. We always think about actions to mitigate lost revenues, but to be clear, we think our central strategy is really about building deeper relationships with our customers.
Yeah. You did that, America. You complained, you took your money elsewhere, and they got scared. Mark in New York, hello.
Yeah, if the Bank of America's credo was building faith in their customers, they wouldn't have tried that crap in the first place.
Exactly.
Especially after giving trillions from the or multiple billions, whatever it was, from the taxpayers. So, and we mentioned this before. You're absolutely right. Credit unions are a good place to go. Solvent, smaller, mid-sized community banks, and you can find out if they took TARP money. Bank of America, I said I took my money out a couple of years ago, and I said, your bank is almost done. And what the referendum in Greece and the M&T or whatever the hell that fund that John Corzine was involved in just went bankrupt over the weekend.
Yeah.
They're worried about, this contagion spreading. So who knows, I don't know how much money you have in a bank, but just be careful because you may go knock on the door one day and they'll say, we're not giving you your money if you want to get it out. That's a real, real concern.
Yep, I agree.
Let me just make a couple of comments about Herman Cain, if I could, and I know there's so many other things going on in the world, and I had a chance to call you tonight, and I've been calling you since you've been on the air, and you're like family to me, your whole listening audience, and I probably say too much sometimes, but I don't know the depth of the concern or the skeletons in the closet with Mr. Cain, but let me tell you about two things that happened to me, and it relates to Mr. Herman Cain, especially during the 1990s when every grievance group and their sister could somehow improve their lot in life by accusing someone of something. I don't know what the man did, and I'm a Ron Paul supporter, but be that as it may, I had a woman at work once a couple of years ago, and said to me, you have a nice ass. That's exactly what she said to me. And one of my coworkers laughed, and I was sort of indignant. I said, could you imagine if I had said that to her? She'd walk right up to Human Resources, and I'd be facing a trial, if not firing from work. So it goes both ways, Kate.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know what the concern was with Herman Cain, but, sometimes guys laugh it off when, if it's reversed, you can get in a whole bunch of trouble, and it just goes to the whole culture and, how you have to watch everything you say and do, even from 15 or 20 years ago. And it was another thing that I was debating whether I should mention this to you, because I don't have this job anymore. I had a part-time job for 2 years with a very large, nationally known truck leasing firm. And it wasn't sexual harassment, but a coworker who I took under my wing and showed the ropes wanted some hours. It was a part-time job. It didn't pay me a lot of money. And he accused me of workplace violence. We were in close proximity a lot of times because we were in a truck cab. We would talk. And you know how I'm kind of boisterous. I'm loudmouthed.
Sure, sure.
I always talked about, we had downtime. I would talk about Second Amendment and self-defense. He ran to one of the bosses and said that I carried a gun and I pulled a knife on him.
Hey,
you don't know me from Adam. We never met. It did not happen, but he had colluded with a dispatcher and a lead mechanic at this terminal where I worked at. These three people didn't like me. When management caught wind of what happened, they actually offered me more hours because they knew that I couldn't work more hours, so I had to sign an agreement to leave the job. to this day, the dispatcher and the driver, I have no idea what happened to them, but they were never held accountable. So that's why Herman Cain is getting money, because there may be people that have been harassed, but there also have been good, hardworking people that never did anything wrong that were accused of something. And they either had to leave a position because the corporation, in my case, it was the management, you know, they don't want workplace violence. I pleaded my case to the bosses. They didn't know this was going on behind the scenes. So we don't know what went on in Herman Cain's sense. It may be a lot worse than what we know, but there are scumbags out there that just because they don't like the profile of your face or your race or whatever or something that you might have that they concern, they might feel that you're better than them or something. I don't know what it was, Kate. I did not do anything to anybody. And the more I pleaded my case, it seemed like the more I was guilty. But you know how when you're adamant, you didn't do anything wrong, and then you had to take it in the shorts. You know, yep. It was just so, I would tell it to the rest of the people out there that are so ready to write this guy off. We don't know the whole story. We'll find it out. But people out there can be real dirt. And one day I will mention the name of this large truck leasing firm. They don't advertise on your show. Penske Truck Leasing. They suck. Thanks, Kate.
All right, Penske. So Mark, talking about his own workplace experiences, I told you about what happened in two different places where I worked, because you have to be careful about innuendos and half-truths and, you know, other stuff and somebody with an axe to grind. But at the same time, then there are people that definitely have the right to file something and to go and tell somebody something horrific that's happened. So I don't want to belittle that either. Tomas in Michigan, hello.
Hi, Kate. I just put something on your Facebook page. It has to do with banks. It's called the Facebook Bank Transfer Day. This weekend, Saturday Friday and Saturday, people are going to start taking their money out of banks and putting them in, local credit unions and smaller banks. So, maybe Bank of America saw it coming and are trying to head it off at the pass. But that's just one thing. With the Herman Cain thing, how would you like to maybe even the odds there for Herman Cain there, Kate? You know, what is good is, for the goose is good for the gander. Why don't you interview Larry Sinclair?
Oh, you're always pushing Larry Sinclair. Do you work for him?
No, not yet.
Not yet. I like that. We'll see what happens with this Cain stuff. I think Mark had a good point there, and it's what I've been talking about, too. Tomas, thanks. We're up against it. We got to skedaddle here in a second. I think that you have to be very, very careful, because you just don't know all the facts. I mean, you don't have to be careful. You can voice whatever opinion you want. You can say, I think that guy's guilty, or I think no way, where there's smoke, there's fire, or whatever. But we'll see if more comes out. I think more will come out if there's something there, because it won't be bottled up. There's no way it could be bottled up. And does it affect his chances? I mean, that's the key thing. Does this affect, will the stick to him, does it affect his chances in the polls and caucuses and primaries? Because he's suddenly caught the imagination of the American people, and he's been able to keep it.
What you've just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone is now dumber for having listened to it.
It's crazy.